and to direct us. I'd like us to come against the works of the enemy, the plans of the wicked one, to make this place distraction. I'd like us to be strong in the Lord this evening and ask that every plan of the enemy, his enterprise, that which he has projected, will not come to pass. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'd like us to look at the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 51.
Isaiah 51.
I'll read from verse 1. It says, "Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness." I want us to understand that God is speaking to us this evening. And so I'd like you to take the time to look at your scriptures, look at your Bible. So we need to look at the Bible together right now. Amen. So if you're not looking at your Bible, you're not doing the right thing. Amen. It says, "Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, unto the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the Eden, like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I'll make judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and my arms shall judge the people. The eyelids shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner, but my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished." Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 7, it says, "Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose hearts is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them up like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake. Put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, and in the generation of old. Art thou not in that had caught Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which had dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that had made the depths of the sea a way for the ransomed to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to say something. I want to say that God so trusts His word. Amen. He believes that His word is capable of making us changed people. Praise the Lord. If God could so believe in His word so much that He could speak it so that it could create the whole world, I believe that God is also confident that by saying that you can be an instrument in my hand, if only you can believe, hallelujah, you will find it coming, as in it will become a reality within you. So God is not looking for a different strategy in reaching out to you. God is not looking for a modernized way of talking to you, because he knows that His word can change us. Hallelujah. And so I want us to come with gladness in our hearts, because I know that God has wrought a lot of works in our lives this morning. And so let's come with that excitement, and I believe that we'll receive more from the Lord in the name of Jesus. I'd like us to look at the book of Colossians chapter 3. Amen. From verse 1. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ. Hallelujah. If ye then be risen with Christ, and those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affections on those things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. I would like us to stand. We need to pray in the word of God this evening. Amen. We need to pray in the word of God, because God can bring about a change in us. So let's be on our feet. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, Almighty God, our generation shall praise your name. And I'd like us to sing it together. Amen.
Almighty God, Almighty God, our generation shall praise your name. Our generation shall praise your name. Our generation shall praise your name. Shall praise your name.
this evening. I believe that a people, and that is us, and it will be that men shall say that in this generation, these men stood out for the Lord, and they wouldn't let the affairs of this life to be a distraction unto them. And in this our generation, we shall be the remnant unto the Lord, men called the faithfuls of the Lord. It is only possible if you can cry out to the Lord, because He is the only God that can deliver us. He can deliver us. And so I'd like us to use this moment and cry out to the Lord and ask that God will deliver. Deliver me, O God. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 says, we are risen with Christ, and seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. I'd like us to pray that God will begin to change the things we see. God will begin to change the way we look at things. Hallelujah. Ask that the Lord will begin to change the way of the things you look at. Hallelujah. Pray that the Lord will begin to help your mind so that you begin to treasure the heavenly things and not the things of this earth. God will begin to change the way you look at things. It's very important. He says, if you are risen with the Lord, He says, seek those things that are above. It's meant to be something that should become part of you. Because if you cannot seek the things that are above, it simply means that your life in Christ is not effective. It's not functional. Because it is expected of us, being risen with the Lord, to seek the things that are above. And somebody will say, above only. So you can talk to your heart and talk to God this evening and say, Lord, help my heart that I may begin to seek the things that are above. In the name of Jesus. Pray to the Lord. Begin to change where your treasures are. Maybe your treasures, all this while, you've kept your treasures somewhere with. Relocate my treasures so that my treasures can be kept there that you want, that in the heavens. Hallelujah. Can ask that the Lord will relocate the treasures. Take your time and look on this thing. Yeah. Are there treasures in your heart? Where are they? You can use this opportunity to say, Lord, now look at where they should be. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 2 says, set your affections on things that are above. And I should read the book of Philippians chapter 4. Hallelujah. So we need to look at the Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. I'd like us to begin to pray. He says, let your affections be set on things above. And for you to set your affection, Paul writes it to the Philippians, says, look at the way you should think on those things that are pure. Hallelujah. Those things that are of good reports. And so I would like us to begin to have or make or agree with the Lord this evening about the things you should be thinking about. Amen. Agree with the Lord this evening on the things that you want to think about from henceforth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for we know that you are here with us, oh God. And you desire us to put on the strength that is from your spirit, the strength that comes from your spirit, that will walk, oh God, by the power of your word, oh God. Lord, we do not want to resort to other options, oh God, for we know that your word is enough, oh God. And so we come this evening desiring, oh God, that you will touch us in the name of Jesus. Change the things that we've treasured, oh God. Change the location of our treasures, oh God. For this evening, oh God, we desire that our treasures will be in heaven, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Ask, O God, that you help us, O God. Deliver us from every slavery, O God, that will make us to go back to sin, in the name of Jesus. Bible says that we've been called to become slaves unto righteousness, O God. We ask, O God, that you help us, O God, to be obedient, O God, to this cause, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, O God. We come to you, O God, bringing our affections, O God. O Lord, we desire that our affections will be set on things above, O Lord. That even though we are here on earth, O God, we will not be living our lives as though we are part of this world, O Lord. You deliver us, O God, and teach us, O God, to live as separate people, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will no longer be entangled, O God, by the affairs of this life, O Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we exalt you, O God, for we know that your grace is able, O God. Your grace will always abound unto us to do that which is pleasing to you, O God, at all times and in every situation, O God. We will work out that which is good and pleasing to you, O Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, O God, for we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. The presents rise up for the King of Kings. Most important person in the world. Let's rise up for him. Praise God.
Praise you. Praise you. Land my Yeah. our God. How awesome is our God. Name above all names.
And
that name every knee shall bow.
Au nom de Jésus, toutes les genoux fléchiront.
Of things in heaven.
Des choses dans les cieux.
And of things under the earth.
Et les choses sous la terre.
Hallelujah.